Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
Yeah, I'm Pat Griffith. This is my wife, Viola. I think most of you know who we are, but if you don't, this is our first introduction. TLC is the ministry that we've been involved with for, 25 plus years, I guess?
Closer to 30,
says my wife. And actually, what happens is our oldest daughter, Janine, got pregnant when she was 16. She was still attending school, obviously. And we were in search of, researching for resources for her. And we discovered this program called TLC. It's a part of Youth for Christ ministry. And so I started volunteering and going down there. And over a period of time, then she became the director. How about that? She just took over, So anyway, we were just here to just share a little bit about what's been going on. One of the things we want to emphasize, though, or highlight, I'm trying to have a hard time getting this in place, is that no ministry effort or no kind of thing like what we're doing or what we're involved in is done by ourselves. It takes an army to do the things and accomplish the things that God has in mind for maybe just a handful of people. And over the years, we probably dealt with how many? 3,000 different?
Probably twice that much. And not just when we took over, but it was going already. TLC, so I heard that it was over 7,500 girls have been touched in Long Beach by this ministry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So behind us here is kind of a picture of some of the young people that we're working with right now. And they come on a regular basis. And it's really, I was thinking today, actually, what an exciting ministry it is, because we get to meet so many cool people and we get to see God working in people's lives. And sometimes their situation is crisis and sometimes it's not so bad, but every time God seems to do something special in each person's life. So let's see, we wanted to emphasize the fact that it is a teen mom ministry, every outreach to teen moms and dads. There's some more photographs there, more recent ones. Let's see what else we have here. They have our basic form of outreach is like a Lamaze training, so we offer free Lamaze classes, currently kind of in transition with our Lamaze instructor, but this is something that we use to meet new people, and every year there seems to be new people, and so here's a picture of some of the people going through the various strenuous exercises and whatnot they have to do before they have a baby. That's not my thing, right? Yeah, whatever. She says, you do all the talking. Why me? I don't know why me. So here's 30 years, we have served over 75. So I guess that kind of reiterates what I had already said. So these are some of the older photographs from the Teen Mom.
Yes, I wanted to say something about that one.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this so long that some of the original girls that started out with us are part of the ministry now. They work the ministry. And so here, the girl that's in the red outfit, she was one of our teenagers back in the 90s, and she became an RN and received her certification as Lamaze instructor. And then that's a group of girls that she gave the classes to and ministered to. So it's we have a lot of girls that have gone on to be nurses, teachers. There's a counselor right there. And, just want to say that.
Right. And so moving right along, we have support groups during the regular school year. We meet once a week on Monday afternoon. And that's something that's ongoing, except for, when school's out, we take that break. Let's keep going. Oh, here's Rosario's story. We have a young woman here who has been attending church, and her kids go to the school, and there's a lot of really cool things out of there. But you can see that relationship is such an important part of what we do, and that's basically all we do is we just get to know people, and we have a good time, and we talk about God. We talk about the Bible. There's a lot of things that are incorporated. It's not all just one thing, but I think when you get right down to it, it's about having relationships that are meaningful and constructive and help, helpful. So you can see that many people from our church have gotten around Rosario over the years, and And she's very much evolved now. It's amazing, some of the things that that are going on. And we have teen dads. And again, you know, this generation of dads seems to be a little bit of a different group. Instead of like being wandering off, they seem to be wanting to learn how to be dads and husbands. And so that's an ongoing kind of a developing part of our ministry, is reaching out to the dads. And we've got a lot of really good examples of what's going on with that. You know, you just help them. You know, you can see over the years some of the older pictures here. Like the one on the bottom is a group of guys that came out, and we had a picture taken outside over here. But we stay connected, you know, because people grow, they get jobs, they move on, they, you know, move out of the area, but we're still connected like a family. TLC is basically a community, and it's really a real cool one, too. The children, gosh, we run, let's see, we've been partnering with Los Altos Grace Brethren Church for a long time, probably 18 years or so.
I think since year 2000.
Okay, so, we, 18 years. And Green Oak Ranch has been a huge part of the thing that we've been able to avail ourselves to and use as part of the ministry outreach. And it's really impacted a lot of kids. I mean, we probably have a whole string of people that would come up here and share just how Green Oak has impacted their life and made a difference in the way they think and see themselves.
That picture there with all the children, the one in the center in the back is our daughter Caitlin, and she's going to be 31. Okay. So you can see how long we've, and we know most of, we're still in contact with most of those children. Mm-hmm. But they're grown and have children of their own now.
So there's just some mm-hmm. more photographs of the kids. And baptisms. We have Maria, also my member here at the church, that she's been coming, and she also ministers out at Green Oak Ranch for the last couple of years, and her daughter attends the school. And so, yeah, it's amazing, amazing grace that God has given us to be able to reach in the lives of people and help them in different ways. And as you can see, baptism is always. As I remember that when Maria got baptized there, she was happy for two reasons. One was her baptism, and the other one was it was her 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, I can remember that. She was like, it's my birthday. I go, yeah, great way to start.
And she had come to us when she was 14, so she had already been here for 7 years, I guess, at that point. Mm-hmm. And she's been a really active evangelist in her family. She has shared the Lord with just so many people in her family. Many of her brothers and sisters and cousins have been to Green Oak Ranch because of her. And she's just, God has used her in great ways.
Okay, some more pictures here. Not much to say about that. There's more Green Oak Ranch. Usually we use this presentation to other churches that aren't familiar with the ministry of Green Oak.
But Green Oak Ranch is really important because it really has touched the lives of the parents through the children. And that's what I find is the thing that works the best, is that you aim for their kids and the moms will follow. Yeah. And that's why a lot of the moms are here at this church now and in the school, because we reached out to the kids through Green Oak Ranch with the help of everyone in this church.
Mm-hmm. Now, even though this kind of work is work, it's also fun. You know, so we have a lot of fun, you know, with the people that we have met over the years and getting to know them. And so it's not all work. She does all the work. I have fun.
Even the women's retreat, you know, the church has been so welcoming to our kids. It's like, I don't have a problem inviting anyone to come to this church because there's just so much personal relationships that happen right away. And like there, you know, I brought Rosario. She didn't even know what a women's retreat was, but she accepted the invitation. And, you know, a few years down the road, she's on the committee. You know, it's like, what? Planning committee for the women's retreat. So, yeah, because she was accepted and she was loved and she was encouraged. So,
right.
And that happens to a lot of our kids.
So if there's any information that you're wondering about or thinking about, we have a table set up over here, and there's some past newsletters. We crank out a newsletter once a month, and so we have the more recent newsletter also there, and usually we highlight one individual or some aspect of the ministry that's going on. But we sure appreciate you guys and all of the things that you've done over the years, and your prayers, your support, your encouragement. There is no such thing as ministry without everybody being involved, and that's so important, you know, and especially, you know, God, the way he works through us. So it's a great thing to see.
So how can we pray for you guys?
Okay. Right now we need help with our RN to finish her classes so that we can hit the schools and find some new girls. And one of our girls is a counselor at Jordan High School now. And so she's going to help us. And she's even talking and praying about getting a group started in her school. So we can pray that the door would open, that we would be able to start a group at Jordan High School. And that our Lamaze instructor would finish, get her certification, and we could hit the rest of the clinics and schools in Long Beach.
That's great. Lord, I just want to thank you so much for Pat and Vi and PLC, and just for over the years, Lord, how many opportunities we've had to just connect with young women and young men and their children. And, Lord, I thank you for the grace that you've poured out on so many. And I do pray, God, that you would allow this RN to finish her classes, to get her certification. I pray, Lord, that the Lamaze classes would be fruitful in reaching out to people and connecting with them. I pray, Lord, for Juana and for Jordan, and just ask, God, that you would bring opportunity there as well. And throughout the high schools in Long Beach, God, that that as women find themselves in this situation, Lord, that we would be able to reach out and touch them with the love of Jesus. Thank you so much, God, for all that you've done and are doing. In Jesus' name, amen.